This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Missouri Congressman Sam Graves, Republican from the Show Me State's 6th Congressional District. He's also the top Republican on the House Small Business Committee. And here on Tuesday, the House of Representatives taking part in a series of votes on the latest jobs legislation. This series of votes aimed at legislation that would extend more lending to small businesses. But Republicans have some very serious reservations about this plan. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, the idea here, according to supporters, is that the government will give money to banks with, I believe, at least $10 billion in assets, and then they will give that money out to businesses that would pay back the banks, that would pay back the government. Why do you see that as flawed?
Well, the biggest thing is there's no requirements whatsoever that banks use these funds to lend to small businesses. Any commercial or industrial loan will count towards the fulfillment of the goals of this program. And you know, the bottom line is, too, they have shown no way of paying for this. So this is, again, another $30 billion altogether being rolled out there with no plan whatsoever to pay for it, and it just continues to add to more deficit, which in turn adds to the debt. So it's not what they say it is.
What type of addition to the debt could we see if this goes through?
Well, obviously, it's $30 billion that is money that's being borrowed. So, you know, that's $30 billion right there. You know, it's frustrating to me because we continue to see these spending bills, spending bill after spending bill after spending bill. And all this is just more bailout to large institutions under the guise that they use it to lend to small business. It's even called the Small Business Act or whatever it is. But the bottom line is, you know, that, like I say, they happen to leave out the requirement that it goes to small business. It can be used for any commercial loan.
We're talking with Congressman Sam Graves of Missouri. And Congressman, just about everybody agrees, or at least many do, that small business growth is the key to getting out of this recession and certainly getting more jobs created. What's your approach to that? How's the best way to spark that growth?
Well, the biggest way is to get the government out of the way. Small businesses right now are, and we hear from them in the Small Business Committee over and over and over again, saying that they are worried about what's around the corner. They don't want to expand. They don't want to add jobs. They don't want to increase production when they don't know what's going to happen with cap and trade, which is a tax on energy. And if you're in manufacturing or anything that uses transportation, it's going to tax you in a big way. They don't know how this health care bill is going to affect them and how much they're going to have to be paid out with the mandates that are in there. They don't know what's going to happen with the continuing escalation of the debt. Somebody's going to have to pay for that, and they're being looked at with those tax increases to pay for that. Small businesses are. And so as you hear more and more talk about taxing small business, taxing the very job creators, you know, what it's doing is stifling job creation. If you tax job creation, you're not going to have it. And in my opinion, the government needs to get out of the way, and you certainly don't increase taxes in a downturn or in an economy that's still in the tank.
The Congressman, we mentioned there's a series of votes. So how do you expect this to turn out today?
Well, that's a good question. We're just now going through the rule, which basically, sets the stage for how the debate's going to continue and how the bill itself is going to be put together. So we're just getting started, but a lot of these concerns are obviously going to come up. We're going to raise them and see if it can be changed. If it can't be changed, then it needs to be voted down.
One more question before we let you get back to those votes, and this relates to another piece of legislation, which is the Financial Regulatory Reform Bill. It was announced last week that you've been named a conferee on this bill. How much of a bipartisan conference process are we seeing, and what do you expect to emerge?
Well, and that has yet to be seen. We just have gotten started, and hopefully there is going to be some bipartisan input into this thing. If we go with the past track record, you know, I'm concerned about it. But at least we're going to actually have a conference and try to work through it. And we just got started today on the first few titles, and I'm hopeful, cautiously hopeful, let me put it that way.
Can you see yourself supporting any feasible version that's going to emerge here?
Well, I've always been of the opinion, you know, we hear so much about these firms that are too big to fail and how we, you know, and you've seen bailout after bailout after bailout, which I didn't support. In my opinion, I'm a big believer in capitalism, and in my opinion, if you're too big to fail, and you're too big to exist. And we ought to let the marketplace take over and do what it does. And if those businesses are too big to exist, then you know, we should let the chips fall where they may, and you know, it'll be, the pieces will be picked up, and we will move forward just like every small business that is out there. They're not getting bailed out by the taxpayer, and I don't think the taxpayer should be on the hook for you know, for what is being done with that that financial regulatory bill. And it's frustrating to me to see what the government is doing. The government's taking over the banking industry. They're going to take over the petroleum industry. They're taking over the healthcare industry. You know, it's just one area after another, and it concerns me.
Congressman, we'll let you get back to the floor. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Missouri Congressman Sam Graves represents the state's 6th Congressional District, top Republican on the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.